This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin with what one can only call an amazing story today. The board of directors at AIG, the insurance giant that 4 years ago was at the very heart of the financial crisis, that got a government bailout saving it from all but certain bankruptcy. Well, the board of directors of that company will meet tomorrow to consider quite the unusual presentation. Former AIG CEO Maurice Greenberg is going to try to persuade the board to join his lawsuit against the U.S. government over that very same government bailout. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff has the story from New York.
So let me get this straight. AIG, which almost went bust betting on bad mortgages, that AIG that got $182 billion taxpayer dollars, saving the company and the financial system, that same AIG is thinking of suing the U.S. government.
Let me just say, it is Kafkaesque.
That's Phil Angelides, who chaired the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. Former AIG CEO Maurice Greenberg, who's also a big investor in the company, first sued the government in 2011 for $25 billion. He alleges shareholders were not paid enough for the stake the government took in the company. And that brings us to that surreal board meeting, where government officials will also be there, asking, "You sure you want to sue us?"
I'd pay for first-class seats in that room.
Henry Hugh is a law professor at the University of Texas and a former SEC regulator. He says AIG's board has an obligation to consider the lawsuit because of shareholder interests.
But they should also consider the costs of this in terms of their relationship with the regulators.
Don't forget, AIG is the company that just started running ads saying, "No joke.
Thank you, America."
A spokesman for the New York Fed said the allegations have no merit because bankruptcy was AIG's only alternative. That would have wiped out shareholders entirely. Angelides thinks the board shouldn't consider the lawsuit for more than a minute.
This is, you know, a real slap at the taxpayers of the country and a real slap at the government of the United States.
In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
That AIG thank you ad that Dan played just a snippet of, well, it was nice and all, but it's also just too good not to make fun of right now.
AIG, we said we were going to turn it around, and we did.
We're helping Joplin, Missouri come back from a devastating tornado.
And now we're suing you because that bailout, it just wasn't right.
We're a leading global insurance company based right here in America.
We've repaid every dollar America lent us.
Everything.
That's how much we want back from
the American people.
Thank you, America.
No, really. Thank you.
Now, let's bring on tomorrow.